here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We're back. I was on a trip. I went to Croatia, beautiful country, 10 out of 10 recommend. We're back. We have a lot to catch up on.
At my kids' reunion soccer hell. Tournament, and they're losers.
Oh god. Did I tell you that there was with Sterling's like one of his last soccer games, like his team was just like way better than the other team, but it's like they're fucking three. Who gives a shit, you know?
Yeah.
And one of these parents, like one of these guys, he started to get super aggressive. He was telling his daughter, he's like, if they push you to get the ball, you push him right back. He's like, I'm just like getting all fucking like heated.
It's nuts.
Like he ended up just like having to get out of town.
Yeah, you see all those signs that you take pictures of.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They like send out a message like, parents, keep your cool tomorrow. If you yell at the refs, you'll get yellow carded. You'll get fined. It's like crazy.
It's insane. I mean, I remember my dad coached, you know, my dad coached my boys and girls club basketball team. We were like eight, a bunch of losers. Uh-huh. And he literally like got into it with the refs so bad that he had to leave. And like, he wasn't allowed to coach anymore. Cause he was just like, that fucking bullshit call, ref. It's like, what the fuck, this boys and girls club basketball? Let's give it up. Oh, it's the best.
I really believe it's a tough thing. With boys and girls, there are little girls that play at Irving's basketball.
Yeah.
But even at any age, I think it should be separate. But the basketball, the little girls, it's just hard for these little boys. You're going to bash into this little girl. I know that she signed up for that, but they're still bigger.
Right. Yeah.
There is that
age though where it flips. Like, what is that, 7-8, where the girls like tower over the boys? You know,
yeah.
It's like that still, 1 year of school.
I know.
Yeah, hot take.
But
no.
But basketball, there's not enough girls. Well, there should be. There should be a little girls basketball. There's a lot of girls that play basketball.
Yeah, girls league. There's been a couple of girls.
But Sterling. But they want special treatment. I go. Some little girl yelled at him. I said, "You take the ball, and she wants to play with the boys. She's gonna play with the boys." Teach her a fucking lesson.
God, let's go. We have a lot to get into today. A lot of reunions, but first we wanted to talk a few gossip things, including this nuts Kim and Croy divorce. All right.
God, I wish we were watching it.
I know. I just listen. We'll get into why I'm having major issues with Atlanta this season. Like when we talk about Atlanta, I think it's boring as fuck and it's just dead.
I think Bravo is dead.
I know, as we get into it, but I feel like why can't we have this? We watched six seasons of Tardy for the Party bullshit, now when they're filing restraining orders and chucking shit
sad.
At each other,
it's darkness. And married couples, if you're getting divorced, it should be illegal to stay together if there's children under the roof. They can't,
the
especially her. And she's probably punched him more. It says, oh, she punched him the day they fell. She's punched him 100 times over. She's aggressive.
The fact that they're in the same house. This is the same shit. We'll get into it with Vanderpump. Ariana and Tom in the same, or Sandoval in the same house. Dumb.
Ridiculous. They're so dumb. I would be so gone. If there's no children and they can't say you abandon your children, this, that. See, that's the fucked up law. That is the messed up law because he's scared if he leaves those kids, she will take him to the cleaners. Yep. That is fucked up because these kids have to live in that toxicity. They should go live with the chef.
Yeah, with the chef.
In the house they redid for her.
Oh, it's just
it's sad that
so
they broke up.
It's sad. And they had so many kids and it's just like the fact too that it's many. Not even like. This isn't even a simple divorce. This is disgusting as it comes. It's the nastiest. It's
and they're
the
broke.
They're broke. They have money problems. They're now accusing each other of sick shit. It's just not good. It's bad all around. Just real bad.
These poor kids.
And then she's on social media acting like nothing's happening.
Yeah. She's nuts.
It's wild.
And she's, what was it I saw today?
She posted something like, pausing her clothes sell, her clothes oh, sale. Yeah, like, that... Oh, don't buy from Kim and Croy's closet. Wait for Kim's closet or something. It's like, oh my God.
If she's in the middle of a divorce and she's posting some lady showing how your cervix is huge and it's going down and you shouldn't work for a few months after. She's like, well, I was right back to work after I had the littles. I hate how she calls them the littles.
I hate when people have a nickname, like, yeah, that kind of thing. Like the littles.
For a segment of their children.
Yeah. No. This is a segment. It's bad. It's bad all around. And I think it's only going to get worse. It sounds like, well, how is this going to resolve itself prettily? It's not. I saw somebody, one of these Bravo pages posted some screenshot where some chick is saying she's pregnant with twins by Croy. If that was true, that would be wild.
I don't see him banging bitches. I see him.
I don't really either.
I see him railing a dude.
I don't see that either.
That's what I see.
I don't know what.
Well, another guy's railing him. I do see that, but I don't see him having sex with another woman.
All right. There's something else we were going to talk about. It was Kim and Croy and.
Oh, Kim Cattrall, another Kim.
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare she miss the first season? And then she has, she, who talked her in to giving in to SJP, who I do love, and being in the cliffhanger? She deserves the entire whole shebang.
I heard she didn't film cliffhanger. She didn't film with them. It's a scene by herself.
But still, it's still she's still doing a favor to SJP, though.
No, I mean she is, but she should be on the show, and she should be on the show full time or nothing, because producer. She was one of the best parts of Sex and the City, the original.
Yeah. By far.
I was thinking, you know, I was thinking about this the other day when I saw like the preview or whatever, they did some promo, and I was like, you know, Sex and the City could be a great show. Like, it could be poignant, it could be funny, it could be like, it was just really great. And I think it also came at like a transformative time for us, like of television.
Yeah. Right.
The new shit is just, it gives you a taste of it, but it's not as good. And I hope maybe the second season will be better. It won't. But I don't know.
I'll still watch it, but
yeah, I will too.
Yeah, Miranda's with Che. I mean, people hate Che. I actually don't hate Che the way people hate Che.
I watched on the planes the Selling
Sunset. But she should still hold out. At least hold out for season three and get that full paycheck. She should get paid the entire paycheck that they get paid for one scene. Then I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I watched Selling Sunset on the plane.
Oh, God bless you. Sit through that bullshit.
So dumb. They are now selling even less real estate than before. Their outfits are even more ridiculous. The fights are stupider than ever. And it's just fake as hell, but I suffered through it on a plane. It was the only way to watch it. I had nothing else to watch.
What makes you watch that? What makes you come back?
To be honest, it's because in Europe, nothing works except Netflix. And I was like, fuck it. I'll just like, I had to download.
That's
it.
What
it
you had like to download. Like, right.
Yeah, I didn't know what else to do.
I can understand
like,
that.
Oh. So it was like, I would only watch it on a plane. It would have never taken the time any other time. It was just like, kind of like,
I wish it was good. And now we know that it's all completely fake.
It's all fake.
I like Chrishell. I think she's a great character. Yeah. She's pretty. Yeah. But I wish it was more real estate.
She was good this season because she was kind of more like, fuck you. I don't give a fuck. She called somebody a drug addict, which was fun. So it was a little more like some of the drama was OK, but
she's a lesbian. She's edgy now. Yeah,
exactly. She's got more spunk.
I would love to see the more real estate money part. That's why I love that show on Bravo.
Too.
Million Dollar Listing.
Right. 100%.
I wish there was more like that. There's just something fun to going in people's houses.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. All right, let's
get
into
it. Even with these notaries, I do. I go into these people's houses. And God, there was something else. What else was there? Oh, I just have to say, for the Orange County fans, okay. I watched the first half of the episode. It looked good. Yeah. I don't know why I gave it up, but it's fun. It's whatever. Okay. You know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But Emily and Shannon are out. Yeah. We'll have to watch it. Emily and Shannon are out walking their dumb dogs on a walk. And when your dog is out drinking water, when it's super thirsty in the dirt, in the dust of Orange County, it's making those spit bubbles and it's disgusting. How much money would it take for you to pick up the bowl and drink out of it after the fucking dog? That is what Emily does. And she has no problem with it. I'm still want to barf. And I hope Bravo has an uproar about this because it is one of the most vile moments on Bravo history. I still can't get over it. And I wish I didn't watch it before everybody else, because in my head, I just keep going over and over and over. She drank it. No problem.
A bowl or like bowl? She gave the dog some of her water.
No, the dog got poured first. She picked up the dusty dirt bowl water. After your dog's licking its asshole, it's killing birds, it's eating dirt, it's eating mice, it's eating bugs, it's you know, eating, I mean, who knows, out of the trash can. And she picked it up and Shannon's like, what's wrong? You're going to drink? You drink that? No problem. She's like, what? That they say a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human.
No.
Isn't that mental illness?
That's, I've never heard of anything like that. It's like,
wait till you see it.
Some people feed the freaking, I had my uncle used to feed his dog at the table and continue to use the fork.
That's even more acceptable than this. I mean, this is when a dog is out there dying of thirst, it makes this excess.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Wait till you watch it. Okay. You're going to cringe and die.
Okay. That's disgusting. All right, let's start with Vanderpump. This is what I have to say, just overall, because this week, you guys know we're not reunion people. I suffered through all these fucking reunions. I watched Summer House reunion. I watched Jersey reunion. I watched two Vanderpumps to catch up. The only way to go with reunions is this unedited version. It's the only way. It saved it for me. I actually loved both parts of the reunion. I thought it was compelling as all hell. I thought it was great. I think we're really watching a group of people who are so dysfunctional and who deeply hate each other that it's like so entertaining. But I just think if it's not unedited, everything? I don't want it.
Why are the shows not unedited? All on Peacock. Know. Everybody would buy it.
Yes, we would. 100%. If I could watch this where everybody's talking to people about a fucking narcissist, a fucking moron, this, that, and this, I loved it. I thought it was great.
I just don't know how much I enjoyed it more than any reunion, but I am over it all. What else can they say to each other? They wait for Raquel to be out for till part three. I could throw a brick at a wall, like so get her out for three episodes. Let's break the law and get Sheena in there with her. Who cares?
Yeah. But I think what I enjoyed was watching like everybody's.
I did enjoy it.
Everybody on the stage is a mess. Schwartz breaking out the Xanax, sweating, lying. Him. Sandoval bullshitting, trying to attack everyone was wild to see. I thought Lala and James
him walking around in his Matrix outfit.
Crazy. He's the all black with the white nail polish.
Do you think James knows more and that's why he's acting so personally offended?
So I forgot that him and Raquel were together 5 years. Like it felt like two to me. I can't believe they were together for that long. So I think
I can't get over that he financially took care of her.
Yeah, I know.
I can't get over that. I don't know how he financially takes care of himself.
I laughed out loud like 7 times at James. I think he is pure comedy. He saved this reunion for me the way he's
Andy,
calling
can
him.
You just sit down?
Yeah, when he's like, can you just stay in your fucking chair? It's like me and my toddler. Shut up, sit down. I mean, I thought the way he's storming off, coming back.
Is he doing drugs in the bathroom?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know. I think his delusion is great. Like even when it was like the scene with him and Allie at the end and they were telling some story about like how he got kicked out of the club and then he turns around, he's like, I'm a great DJ. It's like, what are we, you know, like
Allie's using him hardcore.
Oh yeah. She's the smart.
She's a scumbag. She's smart.
Yeah. But she knows what she's doing.
I can't stand her.
I think she's the fact that she watched the show and then chose to date James tells you all you need to know. Scumbag. Which is like, she's.
I don't think they've ever had sex.
Yeah, I don't know.
I cannot picture it. I can't picture him and Lala. Sandoval is such a dumbass. I give Ariana a lot of credit. She really put on a good show.
She did a great show. She had a lot of great one-liners. She looked phenomenal. She made him feel little. She shut down. What I really loved is that they were all just shutting down anytime he tried to gaslight her or that. Like, she really had a good job of like sticking to how ridiculous he was being and like always bringing it back to what a dumbass he was, which I loved.
I hate Andy almost for trying to give him an out. It feels like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, there's no reason. There's no reason if they didn't have sex for 100 years for him to do what he did.
It's every what Ariana just kept saying was like, it doesn't. These are two mutually exclusive things. Our relationship and the supposed problems we had is completely separate from you carrying on a 7-month affair. Those are not things that explain each other at all.
Driving you nuts.
Just break up again. Just fucking break up.
Oh, yeah. And watching God. Lisa Vanderpump, it's like, where's Brandy Glanville to come smack her? She had us so fooled. She had me fooled for so long. She's a real dirtbag too. She's all she 100%. Care about is that money.
Yep.
And sitting She's there with that Tom Sandoval, pretty much standing up for him until he calls her a motherfucker. That's the nicest thing he's ever done to Ariana is call her a motherfucker.
Right. I also thought the structure, like with the one-on-one interviews with like Raquel and Sandoval, like at 60 minutes with Andy, was just like ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. So stupid. And waste of time. Like get her out. I think it was good. I think it could be two parts. We don't have to watch
100%.
We don't have to watch what's her face cry Sheena for 100 years.
I mean, watching, but see again the psychoticness of Sheena having a complete breakdown.
I did like
and it. Raquel like this, like smiling into the screen like a psychopath is just like, that's insane. She's nuts.
I can see where Sheena's coming from. She does feel betrayed by Raquel. I don't think she's crying over Sandoval really.
No, I don't think she's crying over Sandoval. It's over like the friendship and and just like Raquel not booking that. When she said, what did she say? Something she was like, maybe I should have like written her a personal note. Like, it's like, wow, you're such a dirtbag. Like,
what is wrong with her?
She's missing like empathy. It does not exist.
Anymore. She's either not on some heavy medication, which I don't know if she is, if that's why she acts the way she has forever. If there is something wrong with her, or if 100%. She's just the devil, like if there is really something developmentally wrong.
No, I think she might be like, I'm not joking when I call her a sociopath. She really might be like, she might be missing something to feel things. Like, do you think makes her do this kind of shit and have no reaction?
Not to be mean, like, do you think she could make it through schooling? Is she all there, or is she a sociopath, bad person? It's one or the other.
Well, I think like, I don't think it's, I think she's a bad person. I don't know.
You don't think that she's, I don't know if you're allowed to say slow, if that's the right thing, but it's wild to see her stare into the thing, have no remorse. And someone did tweet a really good point. She's sitting there sobbing about Peter to Peter at the dinner, but she doesn't shed one tear over these people that she's completely fucked over.
And she watches like an hour of how horrible this was to an entire friend group, like just like the devastating effect of their decision. And she has no reaction. None.
I wouldn't walk out there.
No,
I'd be gone.
And she just like kind of strolls out there like
no biggie.
I think it might be bad, but I'm hoping for the best. It's like, what? It's wild.
When Andy asked her something, she goes, well, I thought that he would just break up with her and get with me, and just disregarding Ariana as even her friend. Even
she said, like, Ariana never confronted me. It's like,
how you would have thought they never like, met again, the way she talks about her.
And just like the fact that both her and Sandoval have this argument that like it's Ariana's fault for not catching it is like, what the hell? It's crazy.
My whole character is in question.
It's crazy.
Gone through this transition this summer. You're not going through a transition. You're a terrible, terrible person.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Disgusting.
I wonder, like, God, I wish she could get a brain scan and we could really get some type of information on her. She should be studied. She's sick.
Yeah.
Sandoval's sick too. He's a real asshole, but at least he shows some type of, I fucked my life up.
Right? Like he's playing the game of pretending to be emotional, but I also think he's groveling because he realizes he's fucked. And for some reason, Raquel, like, that doesn't even
There's
process.
Nothing there. Nothing.
Not even, like, she's not even trying to play the game of pretending to be remorseful for her own benefit. That's the craziest part. Like, she's just, she's nuts.
This is on national television. She acts like no one's watching this. And
I know.
All I can picture her is someone doing this would have a talent of riding a fake surfboard and fall off of it at a pageant. She's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
And something's wrong. I don't know. It's crazy. It is. Just can't believe that Ariana trusted her this much.
Yeah, I know.
I bet so Ariana fucked. Just wants to. I just don't know how. She's got to just get off that show. One thing that drives me nuts is the sandwich shop. How do you not have a little pop-up outside the Staples Center or during the Lakers game and try to make money real quick?
They made $100,000 on merchandise.
They don't care about it. They're worried. Right. They're not worried about the sandwiches. They're just worried. They're not long-term. They don't give a shit. It's all about the dumb merch.
Yeah.
But if they have a passion for sandwiches, you'd think that they would be whipped up, get this shit going. By the time I'm so done with these people after this season, I don't know if I'd watch another season of this because at this point, I hate every single last one of them.
I know. They're over. It's oversaturated the entire market. When we're seeing Uber Eats commercials with them, I've had enough.
Which I do love that song.
I know. It is.
I love it. I watch it. I don't scroll past it. I watch it every single time. And every single time I'm ashamed. And I think, God, this is a good song.
I will say this. I thought Lala's makeup was phenomenal. I thought her face just looked great. And I thought her one-liners, like just her anger and rage at Sandoval was very entertaining to watch. Like he would try to say something. She's like, shut your fucking mouth. Like she didn't like she every time was going
without her and
him,
James
and loved it.
It's a bore.
A snooze fest. I couldn't agree more.
I mean, feel bad for saying this, but
yeah,
Ariana, her body looks amazing, but the lighting, they fucked her on her face.
I agree.
And I feel bad because she's a gorgeous girl, but they made her. I grew up with
it
this.
Wasn't.
She looked like this girl that I grew up with, her mom, and I was neighbors. I wasn't allowed to spend the night there. Looking back at the friends I have where I wasn't allowed to spend the night, it all makes sense now. And she was single, which it wasn't that, but she would walk around smoking cigarettes. She had like those little purses that you put the whole cigarette thing in, then you had a spot for the lighter in her. She would wear her ass and like pretty much her vagina lips were hanging out of her shorts. And it's just like, that's what Ariana kind of reminds me of, that she's smoked one too many cigarettes.
Yeah.
And she needs to get the fuck out of this. She looks stressed out, but I just feel bad for her. Get the fuck out of this show. Don't talk to Katie anymore. Don't talk to anybody. Just move on with your life. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Where do they go from here? How much more?
I don't know.
Next week, what are we going to hear that's any different? And there's no hot gossip at the end of this episode that Bravo fans are hoping for. It will be nothing.
I don't think there is either. I agree. I think it might be like the affair went on a lot longer than he said. They've been fucking for 2 years or something. And which would be shocking, but like we're already there. So
there's nothing that would shock me.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless Lisa Vanderpump was pregnant with Andy Cohen's baby. That is it.
I think, I don't know where it goes from here. It'll be very interesting to see what they try to do here because there's people that will just not fuck with each other. And the people that are left, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We'll see.
Schwartz is such a weirdo and it will all come back to bite him. They're just all such losers. I don't know. The only person. Yeah, James and Lala are the only people that I would ever want to watch again.
I agree. All right.
They seem like brother and sister, don't they?
They do. It's crazy that they ever hooked up. I do like how they actually seem like genuine friends. And like when he said, like, Lala's an absolute fucking legend. Like, I loved that.
They have such chemistry. Something that he does not have with Allie.
No.
It just bothers me. I don't like to see people get used. Allie, we can see right through it, sweetie. You're boring. Everybody's like, oh, a queen has arrived. Well, she's not my queen. Drives me nuts.
All right. Let's talk Summer House reunion? This is what I have to say about this. I hated, here we go. I hated every single thing each of them was wearing. I thought they all looked ridiculous. Like, I don't know who decided the styling.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For that,
like Paige.
Did they each choose? Oh, I hated Paige's. I thought Paige did not look good. Ugh. I thought that color did nothing for her.
That picture was better. And then by the end of it, you wanted to rip that flower off of that neck. Like she thinks she's Carrie Bradshaw.
The material looked cheap, like something I would buy at Ross. I just was not impressed. The sparkles, just all of them looked bad to me and like desperate or something. I thought Lindsay looked bad.
I don't like a crop top. I'm done with crop tops.
I'm done with a sitting crop top. A crop top is for a standing event. It is not for an event where you're going to be sitting the entire time.
A crop top is if you're 16. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I love a crop top personally, but it wasn't the time. It wasn't the time or the place. I don't know. How'd you feel about the reunion? I'll start there.
I love, what's her face? Lindsay. I love Lindsay. I like, they do make a point. I think that they blew up Kyle and Amanda's spot and didn't, when they get into the logistics of friendship and filming, I do like that.
Yeah.
Paige, I can't keep my eyes off of her and I can't stop watching her, but I hate her at the same time. It's a very twisted relationship.
Lindsay so much. She takes every opportunity to try to completely blow up her spot. And like, I think some things she probably is right on. But it's like, I think they all play these games behind the scenes and she's really trying to blow up Lindsay's spot particularly, but I think they all do it.
Lindsay and Kyle are the show. It'd be so boring without Lindsay. And I can't even remember anything else that happened on the reunion.
It's pretty much.
They can't go on with Sierra. Sierra's a nice girl. Good for her.
Don't tell me
they can't go on with Maya.
Is it
I don't care about Corey and Blondie moving on. It might be two. It's got to be two.
Has to be two.
When they say that this is a fake relationship still, how's it fake to people?
I don't get it. And I also what Danielle was saying about the fact that they had like a big fight and Lindsay was drunk and like left. Who in a relationship has not ever had a fight like that in their entire, like, it just like, that's not a reason to act the way that she acted. And she's trying to justify it.
Right.
Like, I saw you guys fight once and you took a cab back. And so I'm concerned, which is like, what a
ridiculous,
it was so weak.
Do friends even remember that? Do they itemize when you fought with your boyfriend? It's weird.
It's very weird. And I think they just need to, what she could have just come in there and been like, I overreacted. It was obviously really emotional for me. It was my bad. She doesn't. She really doubles down on her reaction, which is crazy. You can't watch that and think that's normal.
Come in and confessed about every single fight they were having. I think they seem pretty happy together. I don't understand this psychotic hatred for it.
It's weird. I mean, do they kind of gross me out? Do I not really like, am I not super like pro their relationship? Yes. But I don't care if they want to call each other babe till they throw up and just be obsessed with each other. Fine. Who cares? If it's nobody likes Lindsay, let her have somebody that likes her. Who cares?
America likes Lindsay. There's a reason. I just want all of them to get fired and Lindsay's around somehow.
I know.
I love when she said, yeah, I might be nuts. At least I'd rather be nuts than boring. It's so true. That's what you want in real.
So true.
And if you think, Paige, that I give a flying fuck that Lindsay threw a shoe at someone, I'm happy she threw a shoe at someone. Our favorite housewives are crazy and psychotic and chucking things at people. That's what we want in reality TV. Not someone who's completely scripted and guarded and fake.
I can't stop thinking about your suggestion, which is she should have joined like New York Housewives. I'd love that shit. Like, I think she needs to transition out of this youth group and into the pettiness of like a housewives or something where she can really beef with people and like let her go off. I think it would be great because
they should have threw her into the Kristen Takeman at the trip.
Yeah, let's go. She'd be great. She would stand up to any, but Lindsay doesn't give a fuck.
It'd be a good test.
Great reality TV. It would to see if she's up to the,
if they can take someone from that and graduate them.
Yeah.
I want to know, I wish they would get more into the logistics of Paige when she said, how do you guys have any money? You have no jobs. Let's get into this. And what is your job? Is Amazon Page paying you? I guess their podcast is really maybe profitable, but
the podcast
to live in New York City.
She's an influencer. She's making, I think they're all doing this kind of shit. That's how they make this money, is all these promotions and fuckery. And like, Lindsay's in the PR game. She knows what she's doing.
And Sierra to say she hates Gabby for being taken care of by her parents. Did you not watch the first couple seasons of the show when your little best friend's Paige's parents were paying her rent?
Great point.
Yeah.
Sierra needs to go, in my opinion.
You know, I don't hate Maya as much. I have to let my fight with Maya go. She seems like she seems sad.
She does. She brings nothing to me. I just, you could ex-nay, like you get rid of Chris. I think Sam stays. You keep Lindsay, you keep Carl.
No, I think
you
Chris
keep Kyle. You
could
keep Amanda,
stick around
you get rid
one
of the
more
others.
Season.
Oh, okay.
Now that he's
You're
there.
Chris.
I don't think he's going to offer us much, but now we've gotten to know him, so why don't we give him another chance? I think my rules back in the day that people have to stay two seasons.
Oh yeah, the two seasons. Okay, all right,
I don't think he's that bad. I don't know what else we're gonna get. I guess I think I could see him and Danielle.
I guess I would like
around.
I would rather have Luke than him.
Oh yeah, I think they could have 10 casts. I think they should have too many castmates for this show because people don't show up.
I know, it's true. They don't make the whole trip.
And it would give a lot more options of what could happen.
I think
kind of dead, and it needs to be 23-year-olds.
I agree. I think Lindsay and Teresa Giudice remind me of each other.
Oh,
I
yeah.
see a lot of Lindsay, like, because I do think, even though we love both of them, I think they both do some shady shit on the low. And then like our defense, like very defensey and like, what? Like, I think they have that kind of like, but they're both great in their own ways.
They have
but I feel like
factor.
This reunion. Yeah. They kind of reminded me of each other for some reason.
People either work or they don't. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to watch part two, to be honest. Like, what are we going to see that more fighting?
Yeah. I guess Corey comes out. There's really not much to say to this boring season. It should just all be Danielle and Lindsay.
Yeah. 100%. All right, what else you want to talk?
I would like ATL. A wedding special with them, because Teresa's wedding special, I don't know if you had time to watch that.
I didn't, but tell me, is it worth me watching?
No, it's not. Okay. It was a letdown, and I think it should have been more showing less housewives that we know and maybe more of her family, and try to see if that could have worked as but getting to know Aunt Sally or Uncle Frank, somebody that mm-hmm. we don't know, more like a mm-hmm. big fat Greek wedding rather than an extension of the Dumb Housewives, where it's all about Marge leaving the wedding early.
God. Yeah, no,
I think Teresa's, I think Louis's gonna, it's hard mm-hmm. to root for mm-hmm. her with Louis because mm-hmm. I can see through Louis clear as day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good.
And that should have, for as Trey heads as we are, Trey stumps, I like that. I should have really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I am concerned. I saw something like, I don't know if this was real, something like she has $1 million tax lien or something in Jersey. Is that true? I can never tell with Twitter.
I can
like,
never like read into it, people's money things, because I don't care.
I
know she paid off
owes
all the bad stuff.
Legitimate. New Jersey now owes over $1 million in unpaid New Jersey taxes after the star was hit with a new lien for $17,000. Blah blah blah. So she's what? She's making timely payments, but it's over $1 million. The hell? God. So I don't know. Do you want to talk Jersey reunion or Atlanta?
Yeah, sure, Jersey. I can't believe that was a pantsuit. I thought that was a dress. And I hate
I
the
loved
pantsuit.
It. Oh, I loved it. I thought it was fun.
Oh, I thought once it wasn't a dress, it changed my viewing on it. It didn't look as glam, but
okay.
She looked okay. I don't know. I hate reunion looks. For him to say they all look good, I like Danielle. Melissa coming out like she's Floyd Mayweather in the hood. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I guess like my question with all of this is like, where is this show going? Are we going to force them to film together and continue the charade? Who are we cutting? Who's it going to be? Or are we just deading the show? What's happening? They're not filming. Like, what's going to, what's
they're
the plan?
They're going to film at Christmas time, I guess. I think Melissa will be gone.
I hope.
I think so.
From your mouth,
I don't
to God's
see them
ears.
Coming back. She's Teresa's going to put her foot down.
She's got
she
it.
She won't film. I got a problem with Dolores.
Yeah.
Okay, Dolores, miss everything. I'm perfect and I don't have to have a storyline. And yeah, I kind of have a storyline, but I don't really. And I'm pretty fake and nobody knows anything really, except for, I guess, her dysfunctional relationship with Frank. But you can't tell me that. I still think it's a good idea. I guess if you don't really have any intention of getting married, but as you get older, if old Polly boy has a heart attack when he's driving and hits a tree and you have to go to the hospital to see him, guess who's getting in, sweet cheeks? His wife.
Mm-hmm.
Not the woman that's sleeping next to him every night. So there is something to being legally bound to someone. You can't tell me that everything is hunky-dory with that. And there's never been a reason to be, I guess, unless financially. There's
also,
a sadness
not,
with her and her
why
choices.
Why not say that? Yeah, there is. I just, if they've been separated 14 years and not get divorced, like, that's weird. That
it's
means
just
like you're just always going to be the side chick. He's not going to get divorced because why would he? He hasn't done it for 15 years. There's no incentive. And
if you don't want to get married, you don't want to get married. But when there's always a, when there is the way that they just act like they're so solid. I don't want to say that you have to get married for it to mean something, but it's just weird. It's just weird that it comes out this way, but
it is odd.
It is a interesting point that the mom came to see her in Ireland, his mom and sister and all of them.
Right. That's true. And like his brother was there. So like she's integrated, but it's just, it is odd to not
he's
get
not
divorced and he's on the show. So it's like, it is out, you know, obviously.
And then to say you got her a ring when you're not divorced.
Right. That's odd. I thought she looked great. Her hair dark. I liked a lot. Her dress was a little pageanty. I can't agree with you more. The dress is, it's getting, they all looked ridiculous. And I liked, again, I appreciate the color coordination, but it's just like, it's not, that's
why
none of those outfits are sitting outfits.
Where are they getting all these dresses from all the time?
I don't know.
And why are we wearing them?
I don't know.
It's so dated. I don't know what they should wear, but it's dated. I don't know what they should wear. A gymnastics suit. I don't know.
I know. I mean, Danielle's outfit, ridiculous. Looked like a pageant dress.
I'd rather see jeans.
I would rather see like what they wear to like their cocktail parties and
shit.
A hot little dress. And I think a few times Beverly Hills has gotten close with just kind of wearing like a chic like dress. This shit is too pageanty and like cheap. I know they probably aren't cheap dresses, but they look cheap.
What was Melissa doing with that?
I don't know.
A hood?
So stupid.
And just, I got a problem with Dolores with like she's Tony Soprano laying down the law that these two idiots, Rachel and Danielle, can't argue about this anymore because she says so. But yet tell that to Melissa and Teresa. We've all been tortured for 100 years too.
I did like when Andy was like, this fight is dumb. Like,
why doesn't he do that to Teresa and Melissa?
Well, because it's serious.
Well,
right?
It's not more serious than. To me, it's just as dumb as.
Oh, I mean, it's totally dumb, but it's like
no,
real
I know what you mean.
Shit, you know,
just
it's like yeah.
I can't stand Rachel. I hope she gets fired.
Yeah,
I don't think she will, but I can't. I do not like her.
No, I'm gonna find this difficult. I would like to watch some of the guy stuff because I think that's more interesting than the women.
That's the only thing that's interesting.
Yeah. But I'm just going to fast forward to that part because the rest of this is just, again, it's all toxic. They hate each other and they're both sick and I'm over it. And I'm going to go on the side of let's keep Teresa and get rid of Melissa.
Teresa seemed like such a woman that got put away in jail because her husband was an idiot. Now she seems like a scammer to me with Louis by her side.
I know.
You can't tell me that he's Mr. Rogers behind the scenes.
I know. It's bad. This little red face. We'll see. We will see. All right. Did you watch Atlanta? Did you catch up?
Yeah,
you watched
yeah,
them
I did.
All?
I did.
What do you think?
I think it's okay. I mean, they need candy. Kenya, I'll watch. Sell toothpaste.
Yes.
Sonya's nice. There, Marlo at the end banging on the door like she's gonna rip it off and stab someone is the reason she probably shouldn't always have been a housewife because yes. she gets too aggressive.
Yes.
Don't be screaming to take Brooklyn out of that room.
Yeah, that's weird. That crossed the line. I felt a candy-sized hole in this episode. There's just a lack of dynamic stardom. Even with Kenya running the show, it just felt like Kenya was leading a group of losers around. You know, like it's like it just felt like clingers on who know they're on the show and are like tagging along this weird event rather than like stars traveling. And I feel like Atlanta has become like it's a star show. Like the show's been around long enough. These women need to be powerhouses. And I just feel like a little bit of like a ugh. Other than
where's Kenya. Drew?
Drew's not there.
Drew should have been in there. I guess maybe with something with her family or dad or something.
With Sonya, it's like it's always
she's nice,
be a
but
bad
she doesn't
idea
have
to
that
go
it
this
factor.
Deep. Yeah, and it's always going to be a bad idea to go this deep with your family. We've seen the story time and time again.
Yeah.
And I'm not invested enough to care about like the outcome of that and who's her assistant. I don't
Good
care.
Good point. Yeah. I know because her and her sister seem it is strained. You're right.
Of course. Because you got the whole family working there. The husband wants nobody there. It's a recipe for just bad news.
And I worry about Sonya and her husband's relationship.
Yes.
I like also, her, though. She's likable.
I like her. Yeah, she is likable.
She could be a friend of almost.
I don't know if she's a central housewife.
Her mom needs to take her aside and smack her across the face and tell her to stop it. Sonya should be freaking calling the game. Yep. She should be on every ESPN.
I know.
She is electric. She is a star, but not. She has
a good voice. Like I've heard her do track meet. She has a very good voice for it.
I'd like to see her at the end of the freaking NBA games talking to Shaq and Charles Barkley. I love her.
Sure. Yeah.
I'd like to see her do anything. Put her up there with freaking Joe Buck. I mean, she's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know if she's like a housewife.
She's better than this.
Yeah.
Kenya's great, but they just
Kenya's sending Monietta, which what kind of name is that? Back to change. Love that. While she's like in a backless see-through white dress. I was like, Kenya, what the fuck are you wearing?
God.
Like, I love them rolling to that charity event too and having it be like all low budget and they're just in the wild general public, people coming up taking pictures. Like, I love that.
And the way, Kenya's walking in like she's at the club and she's underage or something. The way she walked in, she's so funny.
But the end, when she yells at them, like she's raging when they knock on the door, like raging. And then the fact that Marlo's like, get her out of there. Let's go. It's like, what?
She's very
hell?
Protective of her daughter. It's nice to see.
Yeah, it is. And the daughter's adorable.
She's very loving to her daughter, which is really nice because of how she was treated. It's really sweet.
I think what Atlanta is showing me is something that I think might be an issue we're seeing with Housewives, which is like we have some OG like stars and then we have these like mixed casts of like real like actually recognizable like star people and then these like randoms that come in and it kind of dilutes the overall thing. It's like it's almost like we either have to lean into the fact that like these are famous people and that's the show. And then it's like a Candy and a Nini. And like, you know what I mean? Like move away from the, like, let's meet for lunch and go to doctor's appointments and like lean into the fame or give us real friends. But the in-between mix is just like, it leaves it like this with Atlanta where I just feel kind of like, meh.
This season is very disjointed because they're not friends.
Exactly. And it's always, we always say that, but that's like, that's what it comes down to.
And I think Portia is a big hole missing.
Yeah. Huge hole.
Huge.
She's a big character. Because she was on two Ruggeds now? No, one?
Yeah. She was on.
Well, she was on the first one?
No. Kenya.
Just one. But she was a star.
Kenya was on the first one. She's an OG of.
Right.
She's not an OG of there, but she's got on there somehow.
She made it.
But she's an OG in my mind.
I mean, Kenya Moore hair care. Every time they show that flashback, I'm like, the audacity of that move. And that's like, she's nuts in the best way.
She's great TV.
Yeah, not sure about it. Would be nice. I really am not.
It would be a dream to have Nene, Kim, Portia, Kenya, Sheree. There's my cast. And even if they did, if they threw Drew in there just as a sacrificial lamb, I like Drew as a housewife. She has it.
I'd take Phaedra. Let's put Phaedra.
Phaedra. Of course, Phaedra.
And that's it. Yeah. Drew.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Phaedra. Oh, yeah. It. Yeah.
And just like that's now, I want to see, like, let's see the shit now. We got 20 years of history. We got fights. We got people rich, poor, falling apart, strong. Let's go for it. That's what
that would be the next Bravo ratings for instead of Scandal. Yeah. Would be that.
Yeah. Be all time.
Bravo needs to get back to that. Yeah, that's why New York's going to flop too.
Oh, they're so, really, you know, I think somebody has DM'd us about MILF Manor, right? I feel like people were telling us to watch that show. Did I make that up?
No. Yeah. I think it's long gone though.
Well, so now, you know, with HBO becoming Max or whatever, it is accessible. So it's on this Max streaming, whatever. So I'm wondering if anybody thinks we should watch that because we could recap an old season. I watched the trailer and I was like, this
MILF
is
Manor,
like
though,
a
from
good hot mess.
From TLC?
I think was it TLC? I don't know what it was on originally.
Well, is it the parents are going to have sex with the other mom's sons, right?
No.
Was it just recent?
This is like old women dating.
Women, this is not like what was mature. Just on TLC.
I don't know. There might be two shows with something around MILF, but I watched a trailer for MILF Manor, which is like a dating show.
I want to know who is in charge of HBO. Yeah. And HBO is probably that HBO, the name is probably worth $100 billion.
Yeah.
Why would you name it Max when there's Cinemax? People
They were bought by Discovery. So... Discovery bought Warner Brothers, which owns HBO, so they all came to one streaming service.
But
and
HBO is the name.
HBO is the name, but like I don't Max understand why. But even now, when you log into Max, it's a bunch of fucking bullshit. Like I can't even find HBO. I was like, I and then Dorian was like, calm down. There's like an HBO section. I was like, whatever. But it was just like that's you're
HBO
logging
should
in,
be the main front.
19 kids and counting and fucking Succession. Like it's so weird.
HBO is like the Google of internet.
Right. Of course.
They should never get rid of the HBO that at the beginning. I mean, it's iconic. Roll with it. Everything doesn't
I think their original programming is still HBO, but like now you stream it on Max.
Well, they call it. Yeah. They're going to call it Max. I don't know why you would drop that name.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And be like Uber dropping like Uber and say, we're going to be car service now. It doesn't make sense. What else was I just going to say? Shoot.
Yeah,
another rant. Oh, you know, I wonder what the numbers are for Bravo fans. What are the amount of people who watch Bravo started from the beginning and now versus how many people have they picked up along the way? And I bet you the numbers are pretty strong and that they would have good success with going back to basics.
I think you're right. I mean, I don't think we're alone in this. It's
I'm not against new stuff. It just has to be good.
I agree. 100%. I am all for fresh, like again, rugged as a concept, brilliant. It's about the casting though. That's the issue with Bravo shows for me. It's the casting. Casting has to be on point or it just doesn't work. We're going to check out the new Jersey Shore when it comes
back.
You
should send us all the videos of everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what that is going to be great television.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Every penny that they got for Sam to come back is worth it.
100%. I'm excited. All right, guys. Well, guess what? We'll be back. Thanks for sticking with us on our break. We'll be back to our usual programming now. Until then, we love you.